Well, hello there. Welcome back. Today's podcast is all about my life scattered amongst several pieces, and we're going to try to do it in a somewhat timely fashion. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's go. Hello. Welcome back to the Gary Cantrell podcast. I am so glad that you are here. And I mean that. It's not just something that I say every single week. If you're downloading this, streaming it, listening to it, whatever you're doing with it, I appreciate it. So thank you for being here. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And with that being said, let's get right into the episode. Let's not waste any more time. I figure now with the 2021 Gary Cantrell podcast, basically how this is going to look is it's going to be a lot of the content that you've seen thus far. But, you know, maybe like quarterly, I want to sprinkle in some actual like personal life updates and things of that nature so that we can still keep this relatively personal. I kind of talk about all the other like social media stuff and content creation because that's just really where my head's at. And that's really where I'm, you know, I feel the most like comfortable in talking about this stuff because that's just all I'm thinking about as of this moment. But, you know, once in a while, you know, for those of you guys that have been listening for a long time, you know, especially after the podcast I did in December, I think that there's a lot of you that are wondering like, hey, man, what's up with this guy? Is he all right? Is he doing okay? So let's talk about some of those things. And I'll try not to take up too much of your time because I know how valuable your time is. So I actually just got home from my COVID vaccine dose number 2. And for the record, I don't need you in my DMs, in my comments, adding me on Twitter, telling me what a crazy person I am for going and doing this and why nobody should do it and why you're right and I'm wrong and all that. We don't need to do any of that. I don't engage in political banter on any of my platforms, and I'm not interested in starting. So you have your beliefs. I have mine. We're going to leave it at that. That's it. So I just got the second dose today. First dose was about 3 weeks ago. And the last time I had a mild headache and a fever for a couple of hours. But after that, I was okay. And really, the only other problem I had was my knee. But that is just something completely different. It's not tied into the vaccine. I suffer from gout attacks periodically, and so as a result, that is what flared up, and it actually came a couple days before my first vaccine. So I've been trying to battle off this particular attack. It usually happens to me like once a year, honestly. That's usually, and it's right around the time it gets warm, and I've been told that there's really nothing that has to do with the weather outside, whether or not you get this stuff, but it seems to happen when it warms up outside. I don't know what it is about that, but something triggers it, and it just goes bonkers for a couple of weeks, and this is what we're dealing with. So, but I got the second dose of the vaccine. You know, again, we're not going to engage in whether it's right or wrong or all that. Here's all I know, and this is all I need to know. Everyone close to me has gotten the vaccine. So, by default, I am going to be on the same level with everyone else. That's all I need to explain with that. I am doing this so that we can stop this thing and I can get my ass back in the gym because it has been a year since I have stepped foot inside of a Planet Fitness gym. Planet Fitness is my gym of choice. Shout out to them. Much love. But I've just not personally felt comfortable in that context, in that situation of going into a Planet Fitness. I know many people do, and they're perfectly fine, but I just don't feel comfortable. I see the people that go to the gym that I go to, and they are not the cleanliness of people. Let's just put it like that. You know, the people at Planet Fitness, they work hard at that gym because the people that come through there are typically filthy, and they don't wipe down their machines, and they leave all kinds of crap on the floor of the shower and in the bathrooms and things like that. And I am just personally not about, in this particular climate that we're in now, dealing with that and potentially getting sick. It is just not worth it. And so as a result, I've stayed out of the gym for the last year, and I haven't gotten much exercise. I mean, I've done some walks, I've done some yoga, but none of it is even close to the routine I had pre-COVID. So I'm getting this vaccine so that I can get back to work in that regard. I miss it. I want to be in there. That is the mindset I have. And once that happens, I will feel comfortable going back, and then it's rock and roll time as far as I'm concerned. That's pretty much the health update right there. I mean, yes, like so many people, I have gained back some of the weight that I have lost. I've gained back about half of it, if we're being honest, about 50 pounds of the 100 that I lost. And that's just where I'm at. And I put myself there. Nobody else put me there but me. That is on me. And when I am ready to address it, I am going to address it. But right now, I'm just not in that particular mode, and I look forward to getting back in that mode. But that starts with me going to the gym. I am one of those people where working out at home, I'm on the third floor of an apartment building, and as a result, I have people below. So all that working out at home stuff that I would love to try with all these cool apps that are around, I'm not comfortable doing it because I've had neighbors come up and knock before because I am a bigger dude. So obviously my feet are going to stomp and make noise, and I don't want to disturb the people below me. So I'm one of those people that needs to be in a gym. Okay. I need to be in a gym. And once I'm in that gym, then I'm back in my routine. And when I'm back in my routine is when I'm feeling really good. So that's where I want to be. That's another reason why I got the vaccine, so that I can feel more confident, comfortable with going back to the gym. And I know I said I was going to keep this quick, but we're already like, what, over 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes, something like that. Jeez, we're getting up there. So, yep, I got the vaccine, the second dose. I'm done with the vaccine as far as right now. I don't know if, like, you know, in a year or two, you got to go back and get more. I don't know how all that's working. I know these people that are involved in this are, like, trying to just find out what it all entails and blah, blah, blah. But as far as right now, as far as I'm concerned, I am done, and I want to get back to whatever normal looks like, right? Don't we all want to get back to whatever that looks like? Something else that has happened recently that's really, really exciting to me, I picked up a brand new camera. Now, if you've got me on YouTube at Gary Cantrell in there, or I don't even think you put the at symbol, but youtube.com/Gary Cantrell, you will see the new camera that I purchased, the reason why I purchased it. No, I'm not just going to make you go click on the video to find out why, although I would love you to go over there and subscribe and see what I got going on. The fact of the matter is that we can just talk about it right here, right now. I'll spare some of you kind of the technical details, because I know that's not, I mean, the people that listen to this podcast, most of you aren't really into the tech stuff. Feel free to absolutely hit me up on something and let me know if I'm wrong on that, but I picked up a Sony A7S III. I am a Sony camera guy through and through, and I picked up that camera. There are a couple of reasons why that needed to be the camera, but that's the one that I picked up. Mainly two reasons, and I'm going to bury the lead here for a second. Number one is Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. You know, we have taken other cameras with us in the car, and for the most part, you know, they hold up. But there is some issue with, like, overheating and things of that nature, and we need this to be like a fluid experience, okay? So the one thing that I've heard about the A7S III over and over and over again is how it does not overheat, okay? So I'm happy about that. I don't want my camera to overheat. So that is one of the reasons. But the bigger story here really comes down to kind of the realization that I have had, where I have determined that my destiny is to work in video in some way, shape, or form, right? Like, that is what I have determined to be my destiny. And so what does that mean? It means that, you know, I've gotten this camera, it's a high-end camera, and I want to learn this thing inside and out. Why do I want to learn it inside and out? Because I have aspirations of kind of doing like a side hustle, you know, starting a business where I am going to shoot video for other people. I want to reach out to, like, local businesses who maybe are not, you know, maybe creating social content is not their strong suit, or maybe they want to do like a YouTube or a TV commercial. Okay. This camera has got the power to do these things, right? So the idea, the thought, the logic is that, you know, let's get let's give back to the community a little bit and hopefully get paid for it, obviously. But I really want to get, you know, kind of some experience under my belt, and I want to just become a professional videographer. And this is not done overnight. This is done over a long period of time of learning and perfecting and just, you know, overall having a great understanding for the camera that I own and how to get the absolute best results from it. And, you know, I wish that, you know, 20 years ago I would have seen this. I mean, it was 20 years ago I bought my first camcorder. 20 years ago I got a JVC camcorder from Circuit City, and I would take it to, like, concerts and film and all kinds of stuff. And I just, you know, for whatever reason I got out of it, and I don't know why. There was no, I don't remember, like, where I got sick of it or something like that. I just don't remember why in my mind I felt that I needed to just stop using it, maybe. But for me, it was just like, you know, this was something that I do remember enjoying quite a bit. So with that being said, it's kind of been that thing that's just always been right there in front of me, and I just didn't notice it, or I didn't pay attention to it, and it was kind of like calling to me, and I'm answering the call. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to learn this camera inside and out. I'm going to use it on YouTube projects, and I'm going to reach out to certain friends who might need some free video services so that I can learn it. And then I have, at that point, I have a portfolio. When I have a portfolio, then I can reach out to potential clients and serve them to the best, to the highest level possible. So I put it out into existence on a video, which is on my YouTube, youtube.com/Gary Cantrell. And I'm also putting it out to existence here on my podcast that I hope, you know, in the early part of 2022 to have a plan in place and to launch a videography business. I say videography specifically because I think video is really where my passion is. It's not that photography isn't it, and it's not that I can't take photos, because I certainly can. It's just that video, I prefer to be a video first kind of person. And, you know, if somebody wants some photos, I mean, I can do that. It's just another skill set that I really need to learn, you know, at a higher level of knowledge than what I have now. But my first focus is going to be video no matter what. That is the first priority on the list. So that is a goal already for next year. You know, usually we do these goal shows at the beginning of the year, and I'm like, all right, well, you know, here's my goals and outlines for the next year, and that's done in January. And here I am in April of 2021 already calling this thing out. I'm calling my shot. And this is what's going to happen. You know, I'm a firm believer, and I'm firmly believing that I'm going to create some amazing stuff in this year. You know, 100 videos in 2021, that's going to help me to get to this goal of doing some incredible things. And I think the future is bright, honestly. I mean, that's really the overall theme for this entire podcast as I try to wrap this thing up here, is I think the future looks incredibly bright. I just need to show up and deliver. I need to show up for myself. I need to show up for the people who care about me. And I need to continue to work on the stuff that I'm working on, whether it be this podcast or making videos, whatever it is, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, because we are absolutely going to scale that thing to a crazy number. And that's not arrogance. That's not ego. We're not number whores. We are just two guys that are having the time of our lives, filming ourselves in a car, having some good food, talking about it, and people are finding the channel. As of April 6th, we're at 220 subscribers. And while that may not sound like a lot to some of you, I am beyond thrilled. I really am, and we have no signs of stopping. We are making new videos every single week. We're running about 7 weeks, 8 weeks ahead, so it gives me plenty of time to work on my editing and things of that nature. And we're just really, at the end of the day, we're just really enjoying the process. That's what this all comes down to. And
I think that just my life video is the overall theme in my life right now. And that's where it's going to continue to be. That's where I'm going to show up for. And that's pretty much it. Now, of course, we're still going to do this podcast, and this podcast, as we still figure it out, I know a lot of people have said, you know, hey, we missed the interviews and things like that. I'm not saying there'll never be another interview here, but for right now, I'm really just enjoying just kind of talking about, you know, one or two topics in a short amount of time. I think that based on the feedback that I've gotten from others, they really enjoy that aspect of it where we're just kind of just shooting from the hip on some stuff and talking about, you know, just random topics. And I think that it's working very well. And I think that's where we're going to continue to go. So with that being said, going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. I really, really appreciate everybody that showed up to the podcast today. Thank you so much. And that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you.